In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, let us sit quiet and for a moment at those words of God which are written here in the book of Genesis, in the 50th chapter, and there, verses 15 to verse 26, and these words are heard in Jesus' name. And when Joseph's brethren saw that their father was dead, they said, "Joseph will peradventure hate us, and will certainly requite us all the evil which we did unto him." And they sent a messenger unto Joseph, saying, "Thy father did command before he died, saying, So shall ye say unto Joseph, Forgive, I pray thee now, the trespass of thy brethren, and their sin, for they did thee evil. And now we pray thee, forgive the trespass of the servants of the God of thy father." And Joseph wept when they spake unto him. And his brethren also went and fell down before his face, and they said, "Behold, we be thy servants." And Joseph said unto them, "Fear not, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass, as it is this day, to save much people alive. Now therefore fear ye not, I will nourish you and your little ones." And he comforted them, and spake kindly unto them. Amen. We heard here from the last chapter of the book of Genesis, this, that the patriarch Joseph, well, Jacob, had slept away from this time, and these brethren now we're discussing about this. Now, it is possible for Joseph to seek revenge and to hate his brothers of the earlier lives. And we now move about 40 years backwards, back into the land of Canaan, where the brothers of Joseph and Jacob were, Jacob's family was living, and through the guidance of God in the times of that family, and we could say on behalf of the whole nation, on behalf of that Jacob's family, how God guided even us individual people here in this world. And we think of this Jacob and remember how he had served Laban there, and then he grew up there, and he had sons that were born, altogether 12. There's a large family. And remember from the Bible how these different people in the Bible had different families of different sizes. Even in this time, we as believers have one and two people in a family. And we as children of God wish to take all children, to accept all the children as gifts of the Heavenly Father. It's a great treasure or blessing, richness in a large family if God allows. For we know that God does not allow or give children to everyone. But we can be satisfied or content with our own portion. And so this life continued, and they came, Jacob, along with his family, there to the land of Canaan. And there they then, Jacob was very wealthy, and he had many flocks of sheep, and a lot flocks of cows. He there then shepherded with his sons. And we know from children that children are very different from one another. Some are easier, and some are a little more difficult or challenging, but all are just as dear. And we know the two youngest, Joseph and Benjamin, were very dear to Jacob. Jacob had received them in his old age, and the mother of this children had died at the same time when she gave birth to Benjamin, and so these boys were orphans. And so Joseph was especially dear to Jacob. And then he had made for Joseph a multicolored cloak, which he dressed him with, and so gave him as if a favorite child portion. And so then the brethren were jealous of this, as if this Joseph was given a better position in this family compared to the other brothers. And so this portion of a upbringer is difficult, and I'm sure nobody these days is successful, even though there is much skill and knowledge. But yet we can say, as we could take this role of a parent or upbringer, that we would endeavor for this, try for this, that we would be as equal to our dear children. When we would be upbringing them, and we could all say that the children teach the parents as because we can say yet in these lives we are not completely successful. So this Joseph, he had gifts of dreams, and he told of them. They saw such a dream to his brothers that there was 12 stalks of corn, and 11 of them bowed to his. And he told this to his brothers. His brothers then began to hate and to rebuke him, that are you going to be our king? And in this way, this continued, that the brothers were shepherding the flocks of their father Jacob there outside, there in the pastures there. And the father Jacob asked Joseph that go and find your brethren to see how the shepherding is coming along and how it is successful. And so Joseph left on his journey, and he did not immediately find, but then he received a direction to where his brothers were. And then his brothers saw from his many-colored coat that Joseph had on that there comes that dreamer is coming, that they as if came such a great hate that they thought that they will kill their own brother. Just think. So carnal is a person. But yet, there was able to happen. God protected him, that his brethren did not cause his blood to flow. Rather, they bound him, Joseph, and they lowered him into a dry well. There are next to these caravan roads, there's these places that the rain filled up, natural pits that were filled with water, but now it was a dry time, so it was dry, this well, and so these brothers then lowered Joseph there. Then there came some Ishmaelites. a caravan that was in journeying to Egypt. And the brothers then decided that they will sell him to be a slave. And just think that Joseph's own brethren then sold him to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver to be a slave. So cheap was the price of a brother. And then Joseph left along with these merchantmen into the great unknown, we could say, against his will. And if we think towards Egypt, but yet we can trust always in this, that God is our on our journey and will protect us here in this our way of life. And God has everything in his knowledge, even the days of our lives. And so these Ishmaelites then sold this Joseph there in Egypt to Potiphar. He was a officer of Pharaoh and a captain of the guard of Pharaoh. And in this way, Joseph was driven into Egypt, and through the guidance of God, into this service of Potiphar. And the Bible tells of this, how if we think that he was a slave, that his master had the possibility to kill him or do anything to his slaves, that Joseph experienced, Joseph was a happy man when he was able to be in the house of Potiphar. Where did this joy come from? Not from the portion of being a slave. It was that secret of joy that he was able to be preserved, believing. He had peace with God. He had his sins forgiven. It is such a gift, this righteousness of faith which we can own in our hearts, that when we have sins forgiven and peace with God, then we can every day receive from the hand of God. And God knows our way. And just think of this, that when this Joseph was in the house of Potiphar, God even gave him wisdom, that he began to care for the house of Potiphar, that when Potiphar followed this, the work of Joseph, a young boy, 17 years old, his work, that he gave all his things into the hand of Joseph. When he saw that God blessed this work, it is important that we, when we do our work, we do it so that as if to God. Even in this time, God has promised to bless all honest work, that we can diligently do this temporal work that each one of us have. For God will bless our lives and our work here in this time. So the Bible also tells of this, that was a handsome young man. And then this Potiphar had this wife who then her eye was caught upon Joseph, and she wished to entice Joseph into sin, to lay with her into the sin of whoredom. But Joseph was a believing young man, and he said that how can he do such great wickedness and sin against God, that he wishes to remain, to keep a clean and unblemished conscience, and he declined to do this. But then through lying and through deceit, the wife of Potiphar was able to drive Joseph out of the house of Potiphar, and then he had to go into prison, where these prisoners of Pharaoh were kept. But even though Joseph was guiltless, had to suffer. And if we think of this time, and throughout all times, we have as a society worked according to norms and regulations, and we have laws that set for different crimes and misdeeds different judgments, and normally we try to make a right judgment that should come. But we know, as Joseph, through lying and through deceit, that even today there are people who have had to have suffer, as even though they are not guilty or they are innocent, in different parts of the world. That not always does this justice happen, but at least in Finland we try to make it to be a justice nation, that we have the honoring of the law is high above, is amongst all people, and we are satisfied with this, which is in the judgments that are given for the and the punishments. But Joseph was there innocently, but even there God was with him, so that he received the trust of the keeper of the prison, and this keeper gave into the hand of Joseph all the prisoners that were in the prison. If you think that you're a Hebrew and a slave, and then you're cast into prison, then I'm sure he's not very up high, was the view of these Egyptians of him. But if we think that if we do diligently, we work and we follow the, if we think of even of the employers and their wishes, and we can even do more, for example, than what is given, then we receive trust in God, then blesses our work, and then also gives wisdom to that work, that we, through the great grace of God, are able to do. And if we do not have wisdom, then we can pray to the Heavenly Father that He would give, even to those duties or tasks, wisdom, which each one of us are doing. And so it happened in this way, that from the house of the Pharaoh, two high officers were cast into prison, and they also came to be taken care of by Joseph. There was the butler, chief butler, and the chief of the bakers. These were these trusted staff. For it is, we know that it's easy at different times. These even through these butlers and through the bakers, it is perhaps even poison been able to give when from a difficult ruler is being tried to be rid of. But these trusted staff were these, and they saw dreams, and they were sorrowful. And then Joseph asked, when he saw that they were so depressed, these staff members, that, and he asked them what's wrong, and they told him that they saw dreams. And then Joseph then said that tell me that God can interpret them, and then he can open it. And that Joseph always gave God the glory. As a believing person, he gave God the glory. And so we can also, all everything, all wisdom that we have and understanding, it is all the gift that God has given. If we are successful in our tasks or duties, it is the blessing of God that God has given. Many times a person thinks that this is, they themselves are here, as if or that humanity rises there. But we can humbly always remember that all this goodness and gifts has been given by the Heavenly Father. And so then they told now their dreams. And then he explained that this butler would be rise back to his same position. This baker would then be worse, that he will have to pay with his life. And then Josephine reminded the butler, as he knew that God had given this interpretation that so it will happen, that remember that he is here, innocently here. That when you get free, that come and tell the ruler. But we know that when you lose your own worry and in your own stress, then you forget the other stress. And so then it took 2 years for this. That the Pharaoh, this ruler, saw a dream. And we remember how then from the Nile arose 7 fat cows to come eat from the Nile, and then 7 skinny cows, and those 7 skinny cows ate the 7 fat cows. And then the Pharaoh awoke to this dream, and then when he fell asleep again, he saw 7 full ears of corn, and then from the same 7 thin ears of corn, which had blown of the east wind, which ate up the fat ears. And then this Pharaoh awoke and called all the wise of it and magicians and wise men of Egypt to interpret them, but no one was able to do this. And then the chief butler remembered this, that when he had wrote against Pharaoh and had been in jail, there was this Hebrew man who was able to explain dreams. And so this Hebrew was, Joseph was called from the prison, and then Joseph was dressed and he was shaved and he was cleansed because he was brought before Pharaoh, and there before the high ruler, he was asked, Pharaoh asked Joseph, he told Joseph his dream of these cows and then of these ears of corn. And then also Joseph there confessed his faith, that it is God's interpretation, that God has a good meaning for this, that he will announce to Pharaoh beforehand. And he explained this interpretation, that there will be 7 good years, when there should be, the harvest should be gathered, and then there will come 7 years of famine, when the land will not give anything, and then there should be that grain in storage, so for these times of famine. And just think, now, dear farmers who are here in this homeland, you are surely have been tried by these years. That last year was a year full of rain. This year has been full of dryness. It sure demands this kind of a trust. Ask for trust that you are able to farm this land, and that you could receive your livelihood from it. It is extremely important that we have in our homeland, in our fatherland, that we have this self-sufficient, that we have enough, we can pray for the Heavenly Father that he would give good weather so that we would be able to harvest, bring in the harvest for the fall. And so Joseph then tells unto Pharaoh that Pharaoh should choose a person who was able to take care of this matter, to gather the grain and all the other things that are required for it, all the storage houses and And Pharaoh said unto God, that since God, Joseph, that since God has announced this for you, that you are the best person for this. And Joseph was 30 years old. And so God blessed this life of Joseph. And so he will bless even our lives today. We can trust in this, that the Heavenly Father will hear, guide, and carry us even personally in this time. And he has a good will to deliver us there unto the home in glory. You notice, dear children, that even if we experience these kinds of trials, they are meant for us. They are these trials of faith that God will always help, and we can with prayer approach the Heavenly Father. And then when this poor time, the harvests had been gathered, and then there came these years of famine. Then in Egypt there was lots of grain. And so then this harvest time, this information then traveled also to Israel, to the home of Jacob, that there is grain yet in Egypt. And Jacob then sent the brothers to buy grain there. And so this market for grain began, and all this grain market for grain went through Joseph. And Joseph knew his brethren right away, that there was 10 of them. The youngest, Benjamin, was at home with his father. He did not send this one, the youngest, with the elder brothers, because he loved him, Benjamin, and as he had loved also Joseph. And these brothers came, and Joseph knew them. And so it happened that these brothers kneeled before Joseph, and Joseph remembered his dream that he had seen when he was 17 years ago, that here I see how my brothers bow before me. Joseph did not show himself, but he used translation. Even in these services, translators are used to different languages. And so Joseph spoke the language was spoken in Egypt, and they spoke, of course, their own home language, these brothers. And so he tried his brethren in this way, that he said that they were spies, that you have come here. And he asked them then that of how they were at home, and he knew that his father was still alive, and the youngest remained there at home. And then his brothers were able to buy that grain, and then he took Simon to be as a hostage, so they would not have a chance to buy more grain until his brother is with them. And so they left with the grain that they had bought to the home of Jacob, and then Jacob there was able to hear that Simon was there as a hostage, that there is no other way but then for Benjamin to leave. But that was put off and was not gone until the grain ended, and then Jacob finally agreed to let Benjamin leave. And so they came, all these brothers again, and Joseph knew them, and even Benjamin. And then this eating happened there in the house of Joseph. The brothers are already worried that will happen in this way, that what will happen when we are brought into this to this Egyptian's house or room, that what is behind this. But then finally Joseph then showed himself, that he is Joseph. And the brothers were startled, that how is this possible? Then Joseph told them how God has guided his life in such a way that he is now here, the second highest, right after Pharaoh. Then when Joseph showed them to his father, then this happened. It's possible for his father to come to Egypt, and his Pharaoh accepted this, and so they went to go get Jacob there into Israel from the land of Canaan into Egypt, and they told Jacob that Joseph is yet alive, even though these brethren had told him when they had ripped that coat of many colors and dipped in blood that he is a beast, an evil beast has ripped him apart. But then he was not believe it, but then Jacob left from there onto his journey and sacrificed before he came into Egypt. And then God spoke unto Israel in the vision at night that I will be with you there in Egypt, and that I will bless you there, and I will make of thee a great nation. And so then Jacob came here into Egypt and saw Joseph there. And there the moving of joy came, and it happened in this way, that Joseph, when Jacob died, was 147 years old, they were afraid that now Joseph, when he is no longer guarding, that he will seek revenge. And he says that peradventure that is, I pray thee now, forgive the trespass of thy brethren and their sin, for they did unto the evil. Now we pray thee, forgive the trespass of the servants of thy God and thy father. And Joseph wept when they spake unto him. And Joseph said there unto him, fear not, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good. And God has blessed in this way, that even the tribe of Jacob and these brothers were saved from dying in the famine. Then, dear travel friends, brothers and sisters, we certainly have a good God who guides our lives here and knows our way every day, where we travel, and he protects us on this way, just as he protected Joseph, so that this great tribe or family of Jacob and the people of that area were able to be preserved alive. It's as if a forepicture of Jesus that he was rejected by his own brethren, as Jesus was. Jesus was rejected by his own nation. And we can, dear children of God, in this time in the Gentile lands, be able to own this grace gospel on our own portion, everyone. You can believe in Jesus' name and blood, all sins forgiven, and be secure and blessed. In Jesus' name and blood, all sins are forgiven, be secure and blessed. The Heavenly Father will take care of us, just as he kept care of Joseph and of the family of Jacob, and also of us in this time. And if they're listening at different forms of media, you are many of those who are through sickness or from other reasons bound, that they are not able to make it here to services. I wish to remember you, and you can, dear ones, believe in Jesus' name and blood, all your sins forgiven. I myself have come to this place tempted, and I like to ask that, can I believe my own sins forgiven? I promise to believe together with you. Let us remain now in the secure care of God and his word. In Jesus' name, amen.